Hello, welcome to the Kink Podcast. This is your host, Andy Nolch, for the evening. And this is the podcast where I just talk shit for an hour. And there's a first for the podcast tonight. We have a guest. So this is exciting. And the guest is an expert on cereal. Breakfast cereal. So we're going to talk for a bit about cereal. And maybe banking, if he wants to talk about banking, it's up to him. You know, I'm not going to say his name, because this guy's serious. I mean, as in, like, he doesn't want me to say his name and what's going on, but he knows about banking and cereal, but the banking stuff is a bit controversial, so he doesn't really want to talk about it. But he's free to talk about the cereal. Now, What he wanted to do is, before we start our chat, he wanted to perform a song on his guitar. So let's hear that song now. You can perform right now. He's a bit shy. This is why he didn't want to say his name.
I really don't want to perform a song. I was just playing a bit of music. Okay, that's it. I'm not interested.
Okay, he's not interested in performing a song.
I thought we were going to talk.
Okay.
I was just going to play a bit in the background. Is that annoying to the people?
Nah, just whatever you feel like doing, okay? Like, I thought you'd do, like, a minute of performance, but that's fine. You don't have to perform. All right, so on this podcast, if you hear that slipping noise, it's just me drinking my tea.
Who are you talking to? I was listening.
I'm sure some weirdo listens to this podcast, okay? So
you're talking to me.
No, I'm talking to the podcast fans that are listening of this show, even if it's one person.
Where can I find this podcast?
A website called Podomatic.
I might be that one person.
Yes, he might be the one person in the future. Do you want to hear a quote and maybe Dom can elaborate on this? Oh, shit, I said his name. Fuck. All right. No, I mean, that's his nickname, because that's his nickname he uses for his cereal
just
stuff.
Just get on with this.
Okay. I'll say this line, and I mentioned this last week in the podcast, and this guy's going to have his mind blown because he hasn't heard this line before, but are you ready for this, Mr. Cereal Guy? Are you ready? Okay. If you know the future, then it becomes the past. Ooh. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. So what do you have to say about that? I think he's putting his hand up and he's doing a circle sign. I don't know if that means A-OK or I don't give a shit.
It's care factor zero.
Yes, I don't give a shit, I know it. Zero. Okay, so he doesn't care about that statement, but when I first heard it, I was a little bit like, oh, because I'm interested in time and stuff. So when I heard that, I was like,
about 11:30,
oh.
I think.
Hilarious. It's just fucking, this guy, why don't you start your own podcast and say jokes the whole time? This podcast has been put into the comedy category, right? But I actually, for a bit there, put it into the news and politics category. But then I pulled it out because I realised it's probably just not legit enough.
Well, right. It's probably illegitimate unless you pull it out.
You know, I heard you know Sam Frost? She's the Bachelorette, and she's a radio host now. And on the radio, I was listening to her and Rove, and she's talking to someone, and she goes, "Did you put the D in the B?" And, like, you know what I mean? Like, how cool is that? And it was hot hearing coming from, like, a hot 28-year-old chick, you know what I mean? And
what's
so just,
28 got to do with it?
Well, she's just, you know, good age, fresh age. So, and she's hot, and she's a cool chick. So it's just like, if Rove said, did you put the D in the B? I'll just be like, oh, that's a funny saying. But when she says it, it's like, oh, yeah, Sam Frost. Anyway, this is this weirdo's attempt to try and distract me from... He's supposed to be doing an interview about cereal. So, tell me why you are this cereal expert and how that came to be.
I don't know. I was always a Weet-Bix fan as a kid. How many Weet-Bix do you do?
So you liked Weed-Bix?
I also liked Nutrigrain. They came out with a bowl one year where they rated how much of a man you were depending on how far you filled up the bowl.
Are you serious?
I still kept that bowl, yeah. So
I think I remember that.
Wimp, amateur, something, something.
How large was the bowl, though?
Oh,
it was a smallish bowl.
No, it was like...
Giant, wow.
If you got to Iron Man, it was like one pack of Nutrigrain filled that bowl.
And that's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Like, mate, I would be tempted to buy Nutrigrain if I saw it come with a bowl and it had the man thing.
I don't think they'd get away with it these days.
Because it's too outrageous.
Because there's so much sugar in that.
Yeah, I know. It's just nothing to do with fitness at all.
I doubt any of the Iron Man eat it.
What level did you eat it up to?
I pushed up to, like, the novice, I think.
So you're a novice of what sport or some shit, if you fill it up to there?
I mean, you know, what's an Iron Man?
What was the lowest one?
Wimp.
So Wimp was the next one.
Amateur, novice, then they had a couple others, and then it was Iron Man.
And what is it where the milk goes up to in the bowl, or the actual Nutrigrain level?
Well, that's a good question.
Because it changes the amount of milk you use.
You know what I used to do with Nutrigrain? I always used to hunt through for the Nutrigrain, which was missing the middle bit, and was just an O. I always thought they were lucky.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
No, but they're just cool.
Yeah,
they're just cool, yeah.
The deformed one, yeah.
Yeah, they're just cool as. But you mentioned before that you liked Weet-Bix.
Yeah, I used to supplement them for meal time. Mum wasn't too happy. But yeah, that's what they...
I find that interesting.
Cornflakes was my favourite growing up, actually.
So, did you like Weet-Bix when they were soggy and stuff?
No.
You know how there's those freaks that love the sogginess of the Weet-Bix? How weird is that?
Yeah, I agree.
What he knows about cereal personalities. So tell me the different types of cereal personalities that there are. There's a soggy Weet-Bix sort of person. What category are you in? Just to love cereal in all ways possible.
Pretty big on the cereal.
What are the other types of cereal fans?
There's addictive cereal personality. There's the...
I used to be one of them. I used to be addicted to cereal, and I've had to stop myself. I'm handling the cravings well. But now I'm in the cream category. I'm a cream cereal character. So I just pour cream over the cereal and just love it and go wild.
Grotesque.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. And that's the type of personality I am. What are the other ones?
Most of it's to do with people who don't like to cook. It's like the default cereal lover just because they can't be bothered cooking anything.
You know that Jerry Seinfeld was a big cereal fan? Not about that, yeah. And do you have anything interesting to say about that?
Probably, but not vodka.
Do you know anything about his history of his cereal?
Yeah, apparently he ate it every day for breakfast.
Okay. No, but apparently he had it, like, when they were working on Seinfeld during lunch times and just at random times.
Well, I have it for lunch and for dinner. I actually don't have it for breakfast.
What do you have for breakfast then?
I don't know. A bit of cake. I sort of flipped it all on his head.
Why? Why didn't you have cereal for breakfast?
I find I get tired after eating cereal. The carbs, they put you to sleep, don't you think?
Yeah.
I just have a bit of fruit.
Cake?
A light piece, sliver. Maybe a couple pieces of fruit.
Yeah. I was going to say something.
Is this what these things are usually like?
No, because it's totally different having a guest. Like, it's kind of... It's like, you know, you're a guest and you're here to talk about cereal.
We have to stick on one theme for how long does this thing go for?
No, you can cover different topics. There's no rules for the hour.
Okay.
Did you
do that painting?
No. But he pointed a painting behind me. For the viewers at home. But we're going to continue about this cereal thing. What are the other types of cereal personalities?
I think there's the hungry teenager coming home from school. Cereal personality.
Does he play rock guitar as well?
Either that or he plays a lot of sport. That's usually when they get the Weet-Bix numbers up.
Yeah.
That's definitely one. I used to be a big fan of, I think they're called honey wheats.
Okay.
The little, almost fluffs of wheat covered in honey. Honey joys? They just really
worked. Yes. They were good, yeah.
Yeah, they were quite unbelievable.
What's your idea? This is my idea of cereal, right? Anything with sugar on it tastes good. That's that. That's it. that was a bit inappropriate. He touched his crutch. Dom, yeah, you could cover that in a lot of sugar. And the only way that would taste good is if it's got about 3 kilometers of sugar so that I'm not got near it. But see, this is going to get a bit heated, this discussion we're having about cereal, because I'm just going to let you rip and give you the honest answer, because that's what you get, honest stuff from this King podcast. My honest answer? Yeah, so you think cereal is so fucking good, do you? Well, what's the deal? I mean, sugar just makes it taste better. So, like, you can just fucking put sugar on anything and it'll taste good, and they've got all these arrays of cereals and shit, and all they just do is add sugar to them and make them taste good. So you think that, I'm a cereal fan, I'm a cereal expert, cereal's all awesome and shit, and it's just like, you're a con, because a lot of the cereal is just sugar. Take away all the sugary cereal, and your love of cereal's gone, because you're a sugar addict. And I'm going to put the mic right up to your face now, I want you to admit that you're a fucking sugar addict. Go, say it.
Fruity Bites is 4.5 stars.
All right.
4.5 stars of health. Have you seen those health star ratings?
So you reckon it's more than just sugar?
Well, it's getting 4.5. I imagine a cube of sugar would be 0.
I don't ever believe those ratings.
Well, 4.5 is pretty, must be pretty good.
The only thing I have a problem with is it's almost like it's a little bit too entertaining. Like, I'd want it to be even more. Maybe, no, but, yeah, I don't know. It's like the idea of someone clicking on the internet being like, what the fuck is this talking about cereal?
What the hell are you doing? You can't talk like that. You're going to edit that out.
No, it's going to stay in.
I don't think people find this funny at all. I'm bored and I'm sitting here myself.
Well, bad luck. We're diving into sugar and that.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
So, do you have any agreement with my statement about the sugar?
Yes. Sometimes I'm surprised by the health rating these cereals get. Nutri-Grain's a good example. That's just sugar.
Yeah, and I don't even think Weet-Bix is good for sportsmen either.
They have gluten-free Weet-Bix now. Gluten-free is a big topic in
have
cereal.
Have you tried that?
Yeah, the gluten-free Weet-Bix are good. Gluten-free pasta
really?
Is terrible. You ever had gluten-free pasta?
No, I haven't had Weet-Bix, so
it gets sloppy.
What's the trick with stopping Weet-Bix from being soggy?
Stack them on top of each other vertically.
That's really fucking smart. That's good.
These are the insights that you get.
I know. This is that's just like never. I mean, I had some sort of ideas because years ago, I remember for a bit there, I tried to be a macho man and I tried to eat like 10 Weet-Bix, right? And like obviously they were stacked up, and I knew in my head that the higher ones were getting saved. But, like, to just be like, I'm going to stack only one on top of each other, and then you eat the bottom one and then you flip the next one down, and that's almost like art.
It's almost like a Japanese feng shui.
It's killing the mood of the podcast, to be honest.
What?
I don't know, I just didn't like that. But, so...
What is feng shui again?
You know, they get the furniture right and all that shit, and so you get your cereal right. No, I can see, you get it all in balance and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that wasn't that out of place.
It changes
then.
Your life.
That wasn't that out of context.
Somehow it just sounded like a grandpa joke, and it's just like, oh my god, like... So, what do you find is the mental health benefits of cereal?
Well, some cereals are really good when you've been at work all day and you need to pick me up. Crunchy Nuts, good. When you're in that last hour of the day, you just want to power through.
Yeah.
Crunchy Nuts are a good one for that.
Do you bring cereal to work?
Mm-hmm.
Like an office place, you bring cereal there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you bring milk and that?
Yeah. Lots of people do.
Really? Do people just bring sandwiches for lunch or something?
No, they bring cereal for breakfast.
Huh?
They have their breakfast there too.
Wow, do they have showers at work?
Some people do.
They have showers at this office place. I don't know if you're just saying this sort of stuff to try and be entertaining on a podcast, but no, that's just interesting.
They bike ride into work. Have you seen all these bike riders? What, you think they just get off the bike and then they walk into the office in their Lycra?
It's interesting. So where would the shower... So they have toilets at work and they just have showers there as well.
To be honest, I never use the showers, but I know they have. They have.
I just thought if I was going to start up a... I don't know if I'd like to mention the name of what we're talking about, but if I was going to start up some sort of office-type work job, I just wouldn't think I'm going to provide a bathroom for them to have a shower in. And I'll find it funny if people bring cereal into work as well. I'll just be like, come in half an hour late and eat your cereal at home. You know what I mean? That brings me on to another topic. And you guys at home might be thinking what I'm going to talk about right now. But what it is it's going to be the start times for work. What time do you start? What time do you start? Hurry up and say you're boring everyone.
Between, I don't know, I'm thinking between...
You can't remember, like, when your start time is?
8:15 depending on whether...
What you can get away with.
Depending on what time I wake up.
So you got a kind of sweet job. The latest you can be there is 9:15.
Well, really shouldn't be in there 9:00, but occasionally it happens.
Okay, so do you agree that's too early for people to waking up in the morning?
I think everyone wakes up at different hours.
But what do you think for you?
I think people should be given the opportunity to work from between 7 and 11.
In the evening?
To start, the start of their shift.
7 to 11 in the evening.
No, 7 to 11 in the morning. To start.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Anywhere between there, you decide.
Work 8 hours from where you work. Yeah, where you start.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I agree totally. Yeah.
But then you roster people onto a different shift, so you can't just rock up. You have people start at 7, some at 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, I agree. Because I just think it's too early to start at 9 or 7:30 in the morning. Because it just, for me personally, even if I do it every day and try and get into that schedule, I've done it for a bit where I start regularly.
Where are you at a job?
He's trying to take some lame podcast joke and make out as if I'm some lame, like, lazy comedian. I've done some... He's a little bit justified in that. Like, I've only done, like, 7:30 starts there for, like, 1 month. Right, but...
You sound like you've been doing it for years.
Yeah, but I did it for 1 month in 2010. I've done odd days here and there since then. And, so you get in the routine, and for me, after a month, it just destroyed my existence. Like, I was just so exhausted, and I just get... When the afternoon come round, that's it. I'm falling asleep. Like, I'm totally... It's just so wrong to get up when it's dark and cold and when you need to be in bed. Like, I want to wake up where it's bright outside, and it just, like, encourages you to wake up and shit. So, I'm not a mornings person, and I think it's wrong.
I think boats would suit you.
Really? Sustained, this is the advice.
Sustained energy throughout the day.
Oats, so you reckon that help you with the afternoon?
Yeah, what do you usually have for breakfast when you were waking up early?
Oh, well, I bacon and eggs.
No.
Well, when I worked this job...
Too much.
No, listen, I didn't have bacon and eggs when I worked this job. I can't even remember what I had back then.
You like a bit of cream that goes with the oats, put it through.
How do you
chop
the oats?
A little bit of fruit. Well, you can be lazy and microwave if you get the sachets.
It's so me. It's just so me.
I know. You can do that in minutes. You can get some creamy ones from Uncle Toby's. Like, they already got some flavouring in them. You can get pre-flavoured ones. They're, like, warm.
I know.
One tastes like an apple pie from McDonald's.
Do you know what really upsets me about some of those ones? When you open up the pack and you get one of the ones with the little bits of dried fruit in them.
You don't like that?
Nah, it destroys my life. I'm not a fan of, like, sultanas and just, like, I don't know, it's just,
not
like...
Not a sultanas fan. That's all right, you can cut up your own fruit and put it on top.
Yeah, I want the plain ones, I don't want these
you
fucking
know what goes
crap
well? I what? Was at this Japanese place, and they used to put some diced up green apple, very fine, on top of the, usually, and I never thought
of... No, I've tried one of those little sachets, and they're little apple in them, and it just destroys my life.
No, they're fresh.
Yeah, fresh is different, huh? Not these little weird dry things.
And, like, not dried little sultanas, like, yeah, plump sultanas.
No, I'm not a fan of sultanas. I'm more
in any way.
I'm more a fan of raisins. Do you know what a raisin is?
What about grapes?
No, mate, let the viewers find out what a raisin is. 12-year-old girl's boobs. I'm kidding. No. Hold on, wait. The cereal man's interview is over. But what's the last thing you want to say in regards to cereal, and where can they find out more information about cereal?
Are you constipated?
He just picked up the Tangy Tangerine container and claimed that I was constipated. It does look like something my grandpa would have.
You certainly got enough flowing out of your mouth.
Yeah, it does. Okay. He's just killing it with his... What did you want to say about cereal?
Oh, I'll keep you in the loop. You can plug my blog next time.
Okay, he hasn't even started the blog. This is actually the starting of his career in cereal, and this is a milestone and a first for the kink. Because instead of having an established person as a guest, this is a person starting off. So we give the new people a chance. Yeah, and he apparently wants to become something like a cereal doctor, and people who have mental health issues go to him, and he prescribes the right cereal to help their mind. It's all about mind, body, spirit, isn't it, Dom? And the cereals are part of that.
Healthy life, healthy breakfast.
Okay, thanks for being on the podcast, Dom. See ya. Okay, well, that's that was a friend of mine, Dom. Yeah, the cereal guy. he's probably going to stand by the door and just listen to what I'm talking about because he hasn't heard of the podcast before. Surprise, surprise. but what is there to talk about? He's still in the house. He closed the door to make it sound like he walked out the door, and now he's going to come up to this thing and listen to what I talk about on the rest of the podcast. He's going to be spying on me, I bet you. What can be spoken about? We're not even halfway through the podcast, but yeah, I mean, I find it distracting knowing that he's listening. So, what can we talk about? Oh, okay, so talking a little bit about speaking to someone today, you can guess who, that works at a bank, and he was saying how that a lot of the people who work there, just they're not even needed. Like, it's just such a big, inefficient organisation. I notice this about big companies and big businesses and stuff, that they just, like, have all these people that are digging holes and then filling them in. And it's just so silly and inefficient. And it's just like, what the hell? And he was saying that he reckons that you could cut 70% of the workforce at his bank and stuff would still get done and it's fine. And it's just... So he reckons there's so many people just digging holes and filling in, making it look like they're busy. Like, it's just ridiculous. And I know exactly what he's talking about. I don't even think he's exaggerating. Like, he said that he had some... See what he said. I wanted him to talk about it. I didn't actually really want to talk about cereal before, but he didn't want to get in trouble with work or anything. But but I don't think anyone's going to hear this. But what he... I mean, I haven't even said the name of the bank or his last name or anything, but... what he was saying was that if you want to do something right, you've got a job and you want to do something, you have to get clearance from, like, all these managers that are above you that are just, there's way too many managers and they're not needed. You know what I mean? You don't need that many bosses, you know, there's all these bosses. And then he reckons, yeah, a lot of the time he just sits around and then you just, it's just so not necessary, and he just reckons it's just a joke. Like, he reckons his job is really boring. He just sits around, does, like, nothing, and it's just a joke that they hire people. And so he told me the example of something where he had this idea to improve something, right? No, he told me... Well, I'll tell you two things, right? First thing you said, and this is what's wrong, because all these companies around the world, this is why you had the global financial crisis and other companies go bankrupt and stuff like that, because they're so inefficient because they've just been screwed over for years. And it's the government that actually, government regulations and stuff that are making these companies inefficient and stuff, which is a whole nother reason why I'll explain why. But if you'd actually have a free market, which we don't, if you really truly have a free market, you don't have things like the GFC, and you don't have things like big companies going bust all of a sudden, the whole world would be a different place. But the problem is that people try and want to have a people say, oh, you've got to have a free market, but a little bit of regulation. You have to go all the way. You have to actually full-on have the market and the economy free, or full-on have it regulated, and that's the only way it's going to work if you reach the two extremes. But at the moment, we're like halfway between, and it's just retarded, and you have all these problems. You might go, I didn't know there's any problems. Let me just say that if we had a full-on proper free market, that you'd only have to work a few days a week, you'd make great money, your job would be good, there'd be heaps of great products around. Like, I'm really into economics, I know about how it all works and stuff. But at the moment, it's like you have to, you know, it's hard to afford a house and you have to work hard, and it's wrong. So the first example I'm going to say, he said that at his work, they'd come up with they'd changed the app for the company, and they'd just changed, like, the colouring of the pages and shit, and, like, one little thing, and it's, was practically, like, useless. It wasn't necessary. But that's what happens when you get a whole company full of all these people and you hire too many and it's inefficient, and then they just, like, make it look like they're doing something, and they think they're doing something, and they're digging holes and filling it in. They do things like, oh, let's make a new app. And it's just a waste of time, and it's just stupid. It's just like you didn't need to do that. That's why you got to keep it simple, you know what I mean? Like, with the Kink TV show, for example, right, I could so hand that over. You really need one person in charge. It's really important, I think, to have one person in charge, and everything goes for that one person. But if you add more managers and you add more people behind the camera and all this sort of stuff, you just complicate the whole thing, and at the end of the day, they stuff up the end product, and you just have all this effort with all these people doing stuff, and it's just a joke. And a lot of the big TV shows and that, like, I could produce those TV shows way cheaper and it would be, like, the same quality. Like, they just, like, apparently, yeah, like, I heard someone talk about the ABC, which is a broadcasting company in Australia, and it's funded by the government, so, you know, of course it's inefficient because it's, like, doesn't have to worry about making a profit and all that sort of stuff. And apparently they film an interview for the news or something, they have, like, a makeup person and a hair person and then, like, a camera person and a microphone person, and they just have, it's like a big operation, you know. And then another company could just do the same thing where one person could sort of do all those roles and then just do it way cheaper, and then instead of having five staff, you only need one staff. You know, that's kind of what it's like. And I could see on a big television show, you could only need like five staff, but people could complicate, it could become big, and they could have 30 staff, and it's just so ridiculous. And you really want to have less and less people involved, because it's just more, less and less shit can go wrong with it. You know what I mean? I know with me, and filming and stuff, and it's like, I've had people get involved in some of the stuff I'm doing, and sometimes it's just like, you know what, I don't even want anyone around. It's like, you think like, oh yeah, get cool, get more people to help out with the show, and the show will get better, and you have more people to help out, and then from my experience, it's just like, no, have less people involved, it's better. You know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous. So about this company releasing this app thing, so they just they have nothing to do. They go around, they're like, oh, you know, well, let's just change the app, and they just change the colours on the app, or they change the way it works, and they actually make it worse, because it's just like, the app was fine the way it is, you didn't need to do anything, but they think that they need to justify their existence. And so they just start changing things, and it's the same as some politicians, like, sometimes nothing needs to get done, but the politician's like, I want to be a politician, I want to be a big shot, and I want to do something. And so then nothing's broken, they don't need to fix anything, and they'll go and they'll start doing things, and it'll just start screwing things up. And it looks like, and they're like, no, I'm busy working, and it looks like, oh yeah, this person's doing a good job on the outside, but the whole truth is that the person shouldn't be doing anything, and they're just actually stuffing things up. If it's not broken, you don't fix it. Keep it simple. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Anyway, so this bank did with this app, it was telling me, it's just silly. They just like, and then they go around, they promote it, and they make a big deal out of it, and apparently they had a little champagne party and stuff, and they're handing out promo flyers, like the new bank app, and it's just like, it was just so stupid, because it was just a colour change of the thingo, and actually the first day they released it, after the first few hours, it actually crashed and had to go back to the old one. So the first one, so that it didn't even work, and it was just embarrassing. And I heard it on the radio as well. It's kind of funny. And it's just a joke. And it's just like, that's what you get when you get these big inefficient organizations that are just like government run or sponsored by something. And you're like, oh, well, there's other companies out there that have gone bankrupt and they're not government run and all this sort of stuff. And it's just like, man, you wouldn't believe how much government regulations are involved in everything and how big our governments are and their influence and their effect on society. Like, it's ridiculous. So he told that story, which just sounded so true, because it's just like, I can imagine there's something about teams. Teams aren't a good thing unless you got one good leader, and then the team's only as good as how good that leader is. And so it's just very efficient to have a leader of a group, and then they dish out commands, and people come to them with ideas, and they say yes or no, and then that's how it works. But if you have a whole team, like, for example, you have a group, right? I've seen in some TV shows, because they're not as funny when they've got a group. You have a group, right, and you say, make a TV show, and then they come to ideas, and someone goes, blah, blah, blah. And I've done this in drama class, like, years ago. And someone goes, oh, this idea and that idea. And then you have this mixed mash of all these ideas, and they're all complicated, and they all mix, and they're just not right. Whereas if you have one person who has an idea for a show, they're in charge of all of it, and then all the other people just help them with that idea, and everything goes direction in that idea. So let's say you're making a TV show about poetry, then you have everything in that direction of that idea, and the one guy's in charge of it, it's one theme of it. Or you have it about political news, and it's all in that direction. Or you have it about, like, comedy, it's like skit comedy, and you have everything in that one direction. And it's just, it's just groups aren't good. Like, you can see it in activities. It's just like one person goes, oh, maybe we do this. And this one goes, oh, maybe we do that. And it's just really crap. You need to have a leader in the group. It just does not work. You have all these people just saying these ideas. So when it comes to a business or something like the TV show or something, you need one good person who's in charge of it, that everything guides according to that. And, yeah, I've just seen some comedy things where, like, they're made by a group of people. You can tell one person wrote this scene, and another person wrote that scene, another person wrote that segment, and another person said this joke. And the show just isn't that good. At the end of the day, it's just not that good. You know, whereas a show written by one comedian, and the other people just help them with it, that goes well. It's just better. It's just too complicated when you've got all these people involved. I remember years ago I applied for a job, actually, with the fire brigade. And we had to do, one of the tests that we had to do was, we had to do a group activity thing where we had to, like, pass something around with blindfolds on. And as soon as it said it was like a teamwork activity, I was like, oh, no, this is going to be, you know, questionable. And so they're like, go. And then we did the little thing, and it was just, of course, really retarded and stuff. Whereas from this very second they said go, if one person said, I'm the leader, everyone go through me, we're going to sort this out, it would have been better. But when you have, yeah, it's just always, you need to have a leader in the group, basically. It works a lot better that way. So, yeah, so the bank made this app and then it just failed and it was just a joke. And, yeah, the amount of times I see things where people take things that don't need to be fixed and they try and fix them, it's just ridiculous. And it's just a joke. It's just like, that wasn't broken, you need to fix it, and you actually made it worse by trying to... I noticed recently some of the updates on my phone have been good, but I remember... There's sometimes I've updated things on my phone. I've been like, this update has made it worse. You know what I mean? It's just like, what the hell? You need to try and fix that. And then he told another example of this bank thing where he had this idea to do something. Check with, you know, the boss, someone higher up, because all these people higher up. And they said no or something to the idea, because that's what happens as well. You have good ideas in these big organizations and everyone just shuts them down and goes no, because it's just too much. You get lots of no's when you work for these sort of things. You just get no, you can't do that because of blah blah, you can't do that because of blah blah, and at the end of the day you just end up doing something that's really crappy, that's not the best thing to do, because everyone just says no to all the good ideas you had. Like, they're very unchanging, you know, these big organizations, and that's why they're so inefficient. That's why they went bankrupt in the GFC and all this sort of stuff. So he came up with this idea and checked with someone and then they said no. And then he just goes, oh, stuff, I'm going to try and work this out myself. And he went to some computer nerd or something. He got... The computer nerd worked it out. And so then he went to the, what was going to happen was the boss, I can't remember the full story, but the boss basically, there was an idea, right? The boss wanted to set it up so that it'll be like a 6-month program that would take 6 months to work out, right? And then complete. And then at the end of it, it would be like you'd have this end result. Whereas it could have, basically, it could have been done in 2 weeks, not 6 months. And my friend, who works at the bank, spoke to the boss and found out the boss knew that it would only take 2 weeks, but the boss was planning on just wasting 6 months working on it, or making it look like he's working, pretending to be working, so it looks like he's doing something. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Obviously, he's just ripping off the bank. Like, he's not doing a good thing as an employee. But that's the sort of stuff you can get away with at the bank. Like, or at these big sort of organisations and that. Like, you just, like with the app thing, like, they don't have anything to do. And so they just go, well, let's change the colour of the apps or something. And they just waste 6 months trying to change the colour of the apps and fix up the apps, and then they release and they go, oh my god, this is a new app thing, well, we're so fancy and that. And at the end of the day, it looks like they're doing something, but it's just a waste of time. They're just digging holes and filling them up. And so, like, on the outside, it looks like, oh, isn't this good work? Look what he's been doing for 6 months. He's been sorting all this sort of stuff out. But no one knows that he could have just done it in 2 weeks, but he's just making it take 6 months so that he just, like, has more work from it and stuff. And so basically this dodgy manager was trying to do this at the bank, but it's just like, imagine that so many levels are like that, and some people, well, probably the more smarter ones, know that they're being dodgy by making things drag out, but some people are just dumb people and actually think, yeah, we're making a good app, and literally they're just changing the colors of the app, and they're just not doing anything, and it's just ridiculous. It's really inefficient. And he just thinks this is just a joke, you know. Like, I bet you amount of white collar work. Hold on, I'm just gonna check them. Yeah, so it's just ridiculous. Like, because I worked for one of these organisations that were like this, and I was looking at it because I'm into efficiency and I know how to run a business and that sort of stuff. And I just was like working in it, and just thinking, this is just so stupid. Like, there's just so many rules and regulations, and it's so controlled, and there's so many bosses. There's too many bosses. There's too many people above you telling you what to do, saying, oh, this great idea. And it's just like, hey, how about you become one of the people that actually do this? Because there's not enough of the people actually doing stuff. And so, but they'll be, they just want to, you know, be high up and just not really do anything and just have a cruise job and be like, well, I'm the executive on top of this. And they love being like executives and that. So then they just don't want to do anything, just get paid to do nothing. And it was just really silly. You know, it was just like, this is just so silly. Whereas just like, if you just work for yourself in a small business, you really just do the job that needs to get done, and you can do it the way you want to do it, and it's just way more efficient, and it's just not a waste of time. And if you have an idea, you can just go and do it. You don't have to like get approval from some person high up and all this silly stuff. It's just crazy how many like, yeah, how big all these law books are and all these rules and regulations and stuff, and they're so dodgy, but yeah. So it's just interesting because it's just like, I knew that these organisations were like this, but my mate who said, who's really in one, like really was like, nah, even like a big organisation, like a world, like a successful Australian company, even them are just so dodgy and they're just like so inefficient. They've got so many extra staff they don't need, and all these people are just like doing nothing. And yeah, it's just silly, and it's just Whereas imagine Virgin, for example, with Richard Branson, wouldn't be like that because he's a good leader and he runs all his companies well, and they Do you know, I heard that Richard Branson, when he was going to get into doing the airline company, apparently, like, he was getting, like, attacked to stop, not get into the airline industry because he's a good businessman, so whatever he gets into is going to go good at. Anyway, the existing companies were, like, full-on trying hard to stop him from getting into the airline industry because they knew he would just come along and just be successful. And that's basically what he's done with Virgin Airlines or whatever. But that's that's how it is. It's like some people who were in charge of the other airline companies, instead of trying to work to improve their company, they were just like, no, I want to be lazy, stuff this, we're making good money, so let's just like not let this Virgin guy get into the, stop him from getting into the airline industry, you know what I mean? We don't want to have to be forced to do anything efficiently and blah, blah, blah. And it's interesting, you know. See, what the problem is, and hippies think that capitalism is a problem, but it's not. What's the problem is government screwing up capitalism, not letting capitalism actually be free, because if it was actually properly free, it would all be efficient. So at the moment, you've just got this dodgy version of capitalism, and that's the problem. It needs to get addressed. And it needs to be handled with just so little government. That would just solve all the problems. Yeah, so that's that. It's pretty interesting. And we're talking about cereal earlier as well. I recommend putting cream on your cereal. It tastes pretty awesome. Yeah. And avoid the sugary cereals, because the sugar is just addictive. It's just silly. You just have more and more of it. It's just all sugar. Well, that's about it for the podcast. I mean, I don't think there's much to talk about. I don't know if I want to go to the hour. I thought we're just going to keep it half an hour these days and stuff. And there's not much that I want to talk about. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to keep it from now on to definitely do half an hour. And then if it goes on to more, then I'll go into an hour. But at least do half an hour. it's just funny, you know, because you grow up in the school system and that, and they say, you know, get a good job and work at a bank, and then, like, you don't know the secret behind it, that, like, a lot of the jobs are just wanky and just inefficient and just a waste of time. Like, no one says tells you that, you know what I mean? It's like, you just find out all this inside information. It's just so, the world's so, for me, the first, you know, 6 years out of high school, the amount of stuff I learned was just unbelievable, and how, what the, my idea of the world at the end of high school as opposed to 6 years after that is just so different. It's just like, learned so much, and just things are totally not at all what they appear to be, and it's just totally different, and so interesting. I mean, I really thought things were really boring and simple, and it's just like, no, there's so much more going on. Like, this world is so much more interesting. Like, and apparently next week I'm going to be meeting someone who reckons they've seen an alien. And so many people reckon they've seen UFOs, and I reckon I've seen a UFO as well. Like, so many people. So the UFO's going on. Apparently there's secret, like, military bases that go under the earth and stuff, and there's, like, it's just, there's, like, conspiracy theories, and there's, like, apparently, like, dodgy people within the American government or the CIA or something wanted to have 9/11 so they could have a war and make money off it, and just, like, the world is just so wild and interesting. It's not at all what it appears to be. There's just so much going on under the surface. Like, you know, I told how my friend told the example of how he had the dodgy boss who, like, knew it was only going to take 2 weeks but wanted to drag it out to 6 months and didn't want to tell anyone that or whatever, keep it secret so he can make money off it or something. It's basically, like, that level of dodginess, but, like, in huge corporations and huge governments, and heaps of people are doing stuff like that, and just the whole world isn't what it appears to be. Yeah, it's just really, really dodgy. Remember, I had another friend who was dating a girl who was working for some pharmaceutical company, and she would just always take breaks and stuff and just, like, have a real cruisy job, and she was paid heaps of money because the drug companies just make heaps of money. They just sell so much drugs. And drugs just don't even help people and just aren't even necessary. Like, they're just, like, dodgy as. I mean, some of them work, yeah, but just some of the other ones are just so dodgy. And they just have this cruisy job and make all this money. And they're just laughing, like, all the way to the bank. So, yeah, it's just really interesting. The first 2 years actually out of school, I didn't learn that much. It was more, the first 2 years out of school, I just worked a bit, and then I just worked a lot because I wanted to save up money because I wanted to do stuff with that money and travel and that. But it was actually the 5 years after that, so the first 7 years out of school, that was huge change. And it was just, like, the amount of times that I just came across information where I was just like, I never thought that would be possible, but it is. And then another thing, and I never thought that would be possible, but it is. You know, I never thought ghosts really existed, but it's just like, they freaking exist, you know, and aliens freaking exist, you know. And apparently your mind can... Apparently people can turn on, like, light bulbs with their mind. Like, it's not bullshit, and they can bend spoons with their mind. I mean, this stuff really exists. Just the amount of jaw-dropping things that just, like, make you go, whoa, I didn't think that was possible, whoa, I didn't think that was possible, whoa, I didn't think that was possible, whoa, I didn't think that was possible. The amount of things that are like that, that, like, you think you have, like, the laws of physics down pat about this is how things work and stuff, and then you just have one thing where someone turns on a light bulb with their mind or something, and it just completely throws out all the laws and goes, well, those laws are wrong then. I mean, you've just seen it. Like, it's wrong, you know. Just these rare examples of things that, like people predicting the future in their dreams, and it's not just a coincidence. Like, they full-on had a dream that was a vision of the future. And it's just like, what the fuck? The future hasn't happened yet. It's just so bizarre. And apparently scientists say that the future can go, you can time travel to the future and the past, and there's other realities and alternate realities, and there's like billions and billions and billions of planets out there in the universe. It's insane. Imagine how many planets there could be like Earth if there's billions and billions and billions of planets. Billions and billions and billions is a lot of planets. It's so many planets, it's not even funny. Billions and billions. It's like, I don't know what the thing is. It's like, this is how many planets there are. Billions of billions of billions of billions. Like, it's something like that. It's like something like 10 trillion planets. Like, it's just a joke how many planets there are. And, you know, how do we know how big the universe is? And then, so the universe is that big, right? And then also, you've got apparently other dimensions. What the hell? And apparently there's, like, either an infinite amount of other dimensions or there's, like, 12 or something. It's just like, what the fuck? Do you know what? I'll tell you one interesting thing, right? Apparently when you take DMT, which is some sort of type of hallucinogenic drug, everyone sees pixies when they take it. I mean, what the freak? Everyone sees pixies when they take it, and apparently they say hi to you when they introduce you to their land. But how bizarre is that? It's not like, you know, we all watched a famous pixie cartoon when we were a kid, and it just sparks up those memories of that. It's just like, people who don't even know anything about pixies see pixies. It's just like, some scientists suggested that it sends you to another reality, another dimension, where you can see pixies. Or another part of the universe where there are pixies. And it's just like, where did people come up with the idea for a pixie? Like, you really think it was just part of someone's imagination? You know, maybe they actually took DMT and, well, some sort of drug and then tripped, and then they came back and wrote about it. But, it's just super duper interesting that everyone experiences a similar thing. It's just like, to me, it's just like, if people took a drug and then saw crazy shit, I'll just say, oh, they're just tripping from the drug and makes them, like, go into some dream state. But if people all see the same type of dream, that's when I start going, what the hell is going on? You know? That's really random. That's just a jaw-dropping moment. Why would everyone see the same thing and all see pixies? That's just bizarre. It's like, let's research these pixies. There's more going on, you know? Like, I remember a time when I was in Scientology, you do like this therapy stuff to improve yourself. And there's one therapy thing where you ask someone to touch a wall, right? Just basically, or say what it is, basically ask someone to touch a wall, right? And then you get them to touch a wall. And then you get them to do it again, you get them to do it again. And they get emotional reactions from just touching a wall. You know what I mean? Like they actually fall asleep, or they actually get upset. And it's not like they get upset as in, like, I'm sick of making you ask, get me to touch the wall. Like, obviously, you it's a bit of a drainer. Obviously, you get upset from just touching a wall. But, like, they actually get emotional reactions that are just bizarre. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, it's like, you ask them, like, I remember one time, like, on the third time, the person who I asked to touch the wall, like, started yawning heaps and then falling asleep. And you're like, what the hell? I'm just asking you to touch a wall. Why are you falling asleep, you know? It's not like they partied last night and had a bad sleep. Like, they'd totally been energetic and fine. It's because I was asking them to touch the wall. And the piece of paper says that when you ask them to do it, they can get reactions. And that's one of the reactions. They fall asleep. Now, to me, that is a jaw-dropping, unbelievably, completely interesting and just bizarre thing that would happen, that you ask to touch a wall and you fall asleep. What the hell? That is just random as. And then you keep on asking them, and eventually they wake up again. They come out of it, and then you get them to do it again, and it no longer affects them. They no longer fall asleep and touching the wall. How random is that? That to me is jaw-dropping. That to me is amazing. I remember the first time it happened to me, because you do it with someone else, and the first one we did, and we didn't get much reaction, and then we did another one, and I was like, you know, I was thinking, oh, yeah, you're not going to get reaction. People are just talking shit. Like, you know, just, you know, you don't get these sort of things happen, you know what I mean? Like, if they're asking a question or if you're going to touch a ball, they just do it, and that's it. You know, there's nothing more to it. Like, that's... Anyway, and so then we started doing it, and then I was like, whoa, this is actually... The person is actually starting to fall asleep. What the hell? And I remember being like, wow, this is absolutely amazing. This has totally fucked my whole reality on everything and what's possible. This is one of the first things... One of the first jaw-dropping moments I've had in my life, where it's just like, what the hell? My idea of the world is completely wrong, because I never thought just by asking someone to touch a wall they'd fall asleep. That is bizarre. But that's what's going on, you know? That's amazing, you know? And there's other questions like you are, other things you do. I'll just give you another example so you have an idea of how it works. One of them might be, look around here and tell me something that you like, for example. And you ask them it a few times and they might just start bursting out crying. And you're like, what the fuck? Why are they getting upset? You know what I mean? It's just bizarre. Or they might suddenly feel dizzy. You ask them it and you're just like, I'm just asking you to tell me something you like. And they're like, oh, I'm so dizzy, man. What the hell? And it's just like, I'm not giving them a drug and making them trip out. I'm just asking men to tell me what they like in the room. And they get dizzy. What the hell? I mean, it's just bizarre. I never thought that would be possible, you know? You just got to see it to believe it, basically. The amount of things that come across in my life are jaw-dropping, where it's like, I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it. And now I just almost believe that everything's possible and that there's... Life is like a dream, except it's not as... Crazy shit doesn't happen as much as in a dream, but it is like a dream. It's like a dream that is like really, really real, and not much crazy shit happens, but except for really rare occasional moments when crazy shit does happen. But it is like a dream where anything can happen. I think that's really interesting. I think it's just wild. I mean, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, what the hell? One of them is where you wave a book in, you move a book in front of someone's face and you say, I'm going to move this book in a certain way, and you copy it. And then they watch and they copy the way that I move the book. So you move the book in an L shape or something, then they copy it. And then you do it again, and the next minute they're like starting to fall asleep and you're like, what the hell? You're just moving a book. I'm not falling asleep. I'm moving it as well. Why are you falling asleep? It's just like, you have to see it to believe it. It's just amazing. It's just so interesting. So, so interesting. And I would never have the attitude of... I really do have the attitude of nothing's impossible. I really do have the attitude of just anything's possible and just expect anything, just... So many things that I thought weren't possible turned out to be true. It's just like, what the hell? Like, even when it comes to, like, stuff like ghosts or aliens, if you really talk and travel and meet people and talk to a lot of people, you'll find a lot of people would say, nah, I've seen a ghost. Like, heaps of people would say, no, I've seen a ghost, and heaps of people go, I've seen an alien or UFOs or whatever. And it's just like, you think these things are crazy that like only 1% of the population or nut jobs talk about. There's just like so many people are like, no, I've full on seen this. It's just, they're just not talking about it. And the school system is just so shit, they just don't teach you any of this sort of stuff. So basically what I'm saying is, actually, years ago, I had some problems with depression because life was pretty shit and just it was just so boring, nothing was going on. And then I started seeing things as what was really going on, finding out the truth, and suddenly it was just like, whoa, 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 this existence, this life is really amazing, really interesting, and there's just wild stuff going on, and really interesting stuff can happen. It's not just really boring, and there's a lot more going on than what you think. This life basically is like a wildly interesting and complex science fiction movie, whereas before it was like some boring Groundhog Day movie. It's just the same thing happening every day and over and again. But it's just like, no, I mean, it's just, it's really interesting what's possible and what's going on. And you just got to get excited about it. You really got to get excited because it is just sick ass. Like, it is just awesome. Now, interesting stories that are out there and blah, 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 and all these things. And it's just like, you can make your life boring. It's up to you, but you can also make it really, really interesting. Yes, yeah, so I just thought that's something funny. But, yeah, the hour's actually up. Yeah, that's about it for me. I'm just, yeah, so just get positive and start finding about the really interesting things because there's a lot going on and it's exciting to be alive. And these are really exciting times to be alive as well. Well, sort of. I mean, I'll tell you what's happening, right? A few years ago was actually really exciting because we were on the brink of just total destruction. Like total just economic collapse and just all this really horrible stuff. It's the good freedom fighters start to build to up and started to improve and things are start to get better. And now it looks like the good people who are working to save the world and not have wars and economic destruction and all sorts of stuff and become a slave society, the good people are holding white stuff off and it's like a little bit of an arm wrestle and the good's just slightly winning. And so not much is probably going to happen for the next, like, I don't know, 20 years, and even the past year, not much has happened. It's just like slowly good news is coming out, and things are just slowly improving. But it's just like, it's no longer on the brink, whereas 3 years ago, it literally was like, I would be sitting here if I was doing this, and I'm going, oh my God, this is, and I was thinking this 3 years, this is crazy what's going on, like we are, anything's possible, can happen, I don't know if good is going to win out or bad. But this is just really interesting, what's going on, this is wild. Concerning, but now it's like kind of like, no, I know we're going to make it, and just as long as people keep on doing their thing, like Alex Jones keeps doing good stuff, and David Icke and that sort of stuff, and people who eat GMO-free food, and the vegans, and all of the people, you know, buy natural products, and just so things are just improving, and yeah, it's getting better, it's definitely getting better. So I don't expect too much exciting stuff. It does seem like there is going to be some sort of economic collapse going on in America, but it looks like some good people, like with Donald Trump getting into power and stuff, and there's some good Republican politicians as well. So it seems like even if they do have all this financial problems, there's going to be good people who are going to do the right things in leadership. They're just going to slowly, they're not going to let bad stuff happen. So there might not really, yeah, might not much be happening in the past 20 years. It might just be like technology just slightly improves, and there hasn't no big changes, but it's just like these are the times where we defeated evil, basically. I mean, things were looking really bad in 2013. They really were looking concerning. It looks like with the internet though and all the good work that we've done, we're starting to come back and stop them and starting to beat them. Anyway, this is me talking shit for now. It's not that I really believe in anything heavily that I'm talking about, but I'm not lying to you. This is just sort of information that I've come across, and it's pretty interesting. Anyway, that's it for me, Andy Nolch, the space cowboy, protecting freedom for you and me. Meow!